My daughter has his call letters now. Anyway, I bought that. They both blew up. Actually, one still works, but the pins in the back are loose. You can't really get it to work. I said, all right, it's been 20 some more years since I bought a radio. So I bought one. I loved it. And it had the 2800 in the shack, too. I said, all right, let me replace it. So in, I think, October, or no, maybe November or something like that, I bought another one. Actually paid more for the second one, which was crazy, about $20, $30 more. No big deal. And the one in the car blew up, and I had to send it back to Yaesu. They had it for a month. I called them up. They said, yeah, send it in. And sent it back. No explanation, no nothing. It was the same exact radio. And it's been working fine. But, all right, when you get it installed, then I'll ask you some questions. But it's been pretty good. They both have been really good. I like them. I'm on it right now. Easy to operate. But I have two of them now. It's, I had to upgrade. Everything was getting old.
Two, what, FTM-400s?
Correct. I have one in the car and one in the shack.
Okay, very good. WHCDL. Well, I bought it because I bought a new car, and that was last August that I got my new Subaru. And in my old car, I had and still have a 2800 ICOM. But I temporarily transferred it temporarily to my new car. That's what's in my new car now until I figure out where I'm going to put the FTM 400, because that was my goal, to put that one in the new car, which I didn't do yet. So I anticipated getting a new car before after I bought the radio. I knew I was going to get a new car anyway, which I did. So I just bought a 2019 Subaru, which I love. I love the car, by the way. And I got to figure out how I'm going to do the installation, because I'll do it myself. The problem with the Ford Explorer that I had was the installation that I did. Where I mounted the radio was not easy to get to. And I did a very intricate installation in that vehicle for the 2800. Where it was mounted and where I remoted the head and the whole thing. So I'm going to probably wind up doing something similar in my car that I have now, the new car, with the FTM 400. I just don't know where I'm going to put it yet. So that's why I've been holding off. So, I even have the Bluetooth, there's a little Bluetooth module you buy for it, so you can operate it on Bluetooth, and there's some wireless headphones that you could get for it, too. Now, the other thing is that I have Bluetooth in my vehicle, but it's not compatible. It's a different format. The Bluetooth in the car and the Bluetooth for the FTM 400 is, is different. However, I am going to change that.
Be a B2YMC. Yeah, well, I wouldn't have bought anything if the 2800 didn't fail, both of them. I love those radios. That was my favorite radios. Beautiful. Worked great. Had the speaker built in. These do not. But I wouldn't have bought anything. And then, actually, my wife said to me, I had the one in the car, and she says, I said, oh, the one in the house is failing. It keeps on jiggling in the back. I try to fix it. She said, buy yourself another one. You haven't bought a radio in a long time. I said, all right. So she talked me into it, and I bought another one. I think I got it at R&L, and I don't remember. But this installation is great. I have a spool of that interlocking clear Velcro. The really good stuff that locks that you get from the DMV for the Easy Pass. I got a whole roll of it. And I got this thing mounted on the dash. It looks like it's factory installed.
What kind of car do you have?
I had an I had a Honda, and I still have it, but it's in the shop with the, you know, my business is with somebody else. But I bought a leftover, got a great deal. It's an Audi A6. I was going to buy another Honda CRV, but this dealership had this as a loaner. Loaner or whatever you want to call it. It had 6,000 miles on it. And it was cheaper to buy this than it was to buy a Honda. I said, all right. And I love it. I love the car.
Audi makes good cars. Yeah, they're good. Okay. Yeah, sounds fine. And to tell you the truth, my 2800 does have a few issues over the years it's developed. When I first turn it on, it won't turn on. It just, the radio won't turn on, and you gotta wait a couple of. It started out very slowly, where it would turn on maybe a second later or 2 seconds later, the radio would turn on. There was a delay, I should say. There was a delay. Then the delay started getting longer and longer and longer, and eventually it wouldn't turn on at all. And I had to disconnect from the control head the RJ6. I think it's an RJ6. You know, the telephone type connector, and reinsert it. And then it would wake up. It would turn on. Now I still have that issue, but I know what to do to fix it. I just haven't done it yet because I just, you know, whatever, busy. Now, on top of that, the display won't come on until, again, there's a delay before the display lights up. The backlight lights, but there's no digits. You don't know what frequency you're on. That eventually comes to life too, with a delay. And what it is the capacitors start to deteriorate, and they don't hold their charge, so the voltage drops. And I fixed another one, not for me, for somebody else a long time ago. I had the same exact problem. And I went through it, and I checked all the capacitors with my capacitor meter, and I found out of all of them, half of them were defective. The caps didn't meet spec, so I replaced them, and then the radio came right back to life immediately. But that's what it is, and that's what causes it over time. I just have to get into the radio and change the caps, and then we'll be back to new again. Back to you.
They all had the same exact problem. I had the same thing on mine. Mark had them. Dave had them. Same exact thing. And if it's cold weather outside, it's even worse. But they do work. I have one that's operational. It needs that new RJ6 or RJ45 jack on the head to be replaced. I tried it, and I couldn't do it. But anyway, I got to go. I'm in front of the shop. Have a good day. WB2YMC. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay. Common problem with these things. All right. Have a good day, Brian. We'll talk to you. W8CDO.
W2VL repeater.
KB2SY, listening. KB2SY, listening.
Andy, KC2ESY, WHCDL, how you doing?
Very good, Andy, very good. How about yourself? Are you working today or are you staying home?
I'm always working. I never stop.
Sounds familiar. You get on the highways much these days. I'm just wondering if you've seen any COVID testing sites on any of the major highways.
No, actually I haven't. I mean, I'm not sure what a testing site looks like. I would like a drive-through. I was already tested because I see my doctor every week, so it's easy.
Okay. No, actually, there are starting to set up entrapment sites on the highways. They did one in Florida to Georgia. They set up one there, and they've been starting to do that. Hopefully it's voluntary, but in any case, they're forcing the cars off of the road. They're funneling them by cones in testing areas, so I'm just wondering if there's been any, there have been any around here yet.
I haven't seen any, nor, but I haven't looked for any either, so not sure. But, alright, yeah, well, it's good to get tested. They gotta get a history of who's in contact and everything else, as you've been watching on the news. So next weekend is Memorial Day weekend already. I can't believe it. Boy, time flies.
It really does. It really does. And I guess it's obviously, at this point, there's not going to be any regular field day. So I know there's been a lot of discussion about doing it from home. I don't know. This is really cool.
Yep. Hold on a second. I'm talking while I'm working on the computer. I'm gonna send an email out in regarding work.
All right. I'm gonna keep my eyes and hands on the road and on the wheel. So I'm glad you hear your voice. You haven't heard or seen anything around here. That's fine. I was just curious. You have a good day, Andy. We'll catch you soon. KD2ESY. I'll be clear. 73.
Okay. Alright, gonna save here. Alright, very good. Yeah. I'm around. I'll talk to you. W8CDO.
That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Here is WP2EAV Mobile listening.
Morning, WA2CDL. How you doing, Ed?
I am doing well, Angie. Thank you. And yourself?
Me too. Me too. I'm sitting in my living room. Just heard you on, so saying hi.
Well, I'm heading out to Deer Park again.
Good. If you're working, that's a good thing.
Yeah, and frankly, the bulk of the time that I'm there, I'm actually literally completely alone. Last Wednesday, I didn't basically come in contact with another human being the whole day.
I've been in that situation a number of times at my job. I'm in the office and there's nobody there. Only because there's nobody there. There's no crew left. It's only me.
On the other hand, my place is set up that even in full staffing, there'd be no problem avoiding each other. You know, I think I told you this. We were in a spot that was too tight. Spoke to the landlord, and she said, I can't get rid of this space. And we said, boy, it's kind of big. She says, I'll give you a good price. And the boy said, fine. So we got loads of room.
That's good. It's good to have loads of room. It can spread out, and you don't even have to wear a mask, I guess.
Let me say, I agree with you. Although, I find that the other guys tend to be a little bit of a cavalier about it, even when maybe it's not a bad idea to do so.
Yep, I agree with that too. And your signal is fine. The antenna is working a lot better.
Wait, say that last sentence again.
The antenna you're using on the car is working good. I don't hear any flutter.
Well, I think my guy wires are what's helping that. I have it under tension. It's actually leaning ever so slightly forward, so it's under stress.
So when the wind blows, when you move, it's pulling it back. So it's straightening out. It's more of a vertical than leaning slightly.
I don't think it's really moving so much as increasing the tension in the guy lines. But yeah, if I was to go in reverse at high speeds, that would be very, very bad.
What do you use for guy lines? Is it bungee cords?
No, it's just string. I don't know, it might not work that well on a rainy day if it's string gets soaked. I really should use some kind of a plastic cord of some kind.
I use bungee cords because they make different lengths and it's got hooks at the end. And they stretch. They're elastic, as you know. So you get one that's short, it puts tension on it, and the elasticity will keep everything nice. And bungee cords last a long time.
I understand your point completely, but the short answer is I don't see it in this particular application. Although, yeah, I agree with you. It's just in this application, I don't see them being optimal. There are other things. I have what I have now. It seems to be okay for now. I have some ideas. I have it upgraded, but I don't see bungee cords in that solution.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it reminds me of the my other car when I had a Hustler, and I used a bungee cord to keep it... to keep tension on it when I had it mounted. It was on a ball mount on a spring. So, I don't have that in my new car because I didn't mount it. I have a ball mount. I didn't mount it yet. Incidentally, you might be interested in this sometime. You know, we've been going on these transmitter hunts on the 10-meter band. Maybe one day you want to come out. I'll give you a loop and try to find us. It'll be pretty good.
Yeah, a long, long time ago, I went on a number of transmitter hunts and always enjoyed them. But in recent years, It's been one of those things I'd like to do, but never seem to. It never seems to work out.
Let me know when you're free. You can come out with me if you want to do that. You could be my co-pilot.
That violates social distancing.
I could put a plastic barrier up between us. Yeah. No, you could go out in your own car. That'll be nice. I'll even give you a radio to use. It'll work pretty good.
How come 10 meters? That's a change, isn't it?
No, I started out on 10 meters back in the 70s. That's when I first started hunting. On AM, using the AM mode. Of course, we still have the same frequency.
See, I never knew that. Although I remember my first bunny hunt was in the early to mid-60s, and it was on 6 meters, as I recall.
There was a ham that lived in Merrick, because that's where I used to live, and he had a 6-meter halo mounted to his bumper, and, pretty odd-looking antenna. You know what they look like. Pretty large. Looked like a little clothesline. You could hang clothes up on it. And he stopped at 6 meters. And he showed me his setup using, I think he had a Johnson radio in his car, tube radio. Those are the days. I actually have a Johnson Valiant. Viking Valiant, one of the mobile radio, tube radio. Gonna put that in the car, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I think it was on 6 meters, and I know we had a halo antenna on the car. Wasn't my car, wasn't my rig, wasn't my antenna. I just kind of went along as a passenger, really. But in any event, Valiant and Viking. I could be wrong, but as I remember, those were definitely 120 volt AC powered radios. On the other hand, after all these decades, I could very well be wrong.
They made a Viking, I think it's a Viking Mobile. I keep getting the names mixed up between Viking and Valiant. I'm pretty sure it's Viking. They made a Viking Mobile. It's a tube radio, but it had an optional, had a power supply that converted 12 volts to the high voltage. So, to operate it. So, it's a, pretty nice radio. I knew a guy that used to have one in his car. He used an 807 in the final. 807-2, I remember that.
I assume that power supply had a vibrator. They used mechanical vibrators to generate a square wave that they could run through a transformer to step up the voltage. The military, dating back to World War II, is very big on dynamotors. The airplanes use, to this day, airplanes still use 24-volt DC systems, but it was a 24-volt DC motor turning like a 200 or 300-volt DC generator. But those were very expensive. The commercial outfits avoided them and used vibrators and transformers. But there was something else you said. I don't remember what the other point was. Back to you. WB2EAV.
You ever hear of a Collins 618T airborne HF transceiver? Again, Collins 618T. Name sounds familiar?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I remember what I want to say. You mean it's kind of about an 807. My first HF transmitter, actually my first transmitter, was a NYCHA T50 with an 807. You know, rock bound, classic, simple CW transmitter. Used a happy years. The 618T, I remember seeing one on the plane. In 1974, I participated in flight tests on a piece of equipment, and they lent us access to this old DC-4/C-54, which was built at the end of World War II. So what was it? Like from 45 to 74, what was that, like 30 years later? It was a pretty old plane. And it had a 618T, and they never really used HF. That plane never really went more than about 100 miles from the base. Research plane used to support the missile launches at Wallops Island, Virginia. But yeah, definitely a 618T.
Where are you now, by the way, and how much power are you transmitting with?
50 watts. I'm on Bagatelle Road, about 2 miles south of the LIE.
You got a considerable amount of flutter now that you didn't have before. But you're on the other side of the hill, too. That ridge. How much power? Are you on high power or low?
Oh, no. Out of concern for your sensibilities, I'm running high power, 50 watts.
Okay. No, I hear you phoning. I mean, I have no problem hearing you, just that there's some flutter. Okay. Because I didn't notice it last time. But could be conditions, too. I used to repair the 618s when I worked for a company in Garden City. I'm not sure if they're still there. It was called AAR Technical Service Center. They repaired aircraft electronic equipment, and I worked on the 618Ts. And the 490S1 antenna tuner, which was matched up with it. There was a number of other antenna tuners as well that went between the 618 and the, of course, on the antenna. You had the antenna tuner. And I even remember pressurizing them after doing the repair. 618Ts used two 6146s, and although 6146s have a 5-volt filament, it was an equivalent to a 6146 because it operated obviously on 28 volts also. Wait, is this the guy? Oh, he's here. Wow, he's here quick. All right, let me go. It's here early. I got company here, WA2CDL. I'll see you soon.
Always a pleasure, Andy. You enjoy. WB2EAV Mobile.
I was waiting for some company, and he just arrived. WA2CDL. See you later.
Enjoy.
Delta Whiskey Hotel. Test 1-2, station K2DWH. Test 1-2, station K2DWH.
Decent.
Hey, thanks very much. I've been trying to play around with this HT a little bit. I felt like I wasn't getting into the repeater very well, but I appreciate the signal report. K2WH out.
Okay, good luck with it. WB2YKT, clear with it.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
K0GWT listening.
K2KNV.
KV2KNH. Good morning, Richie.
Hey, good morning, Charlie. Yeah, I wasn't sure who that was before. What's doing with you?
Oh, just another Monday. Back to work. Just pulled up behind my office and wanted to say hello. I heard you. Heard you out there. How was your weekend?
I think generally good. Trying to think. We got some gardening done, which we hadn't been able to do for a while. But I was debating whether to open up the pool this week, next week. Then I remembered that we have all the droppings from the dogwood trees and the azaleas. If I open up the pool, they'll all be in there. So I may wait a week before opening up, but other than that, it was good to get out so I can get some stuff done. No problems.
Well, at least you got something accomplished. Yeah. Can't wait for this nonsense to be over. I think they're, people are going insane now. We've got to get things back open again.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a rebellion at some point if they don't start doing the right thing. I've been watching this gym that opened up in New Jersey at 8 o'clock. And the governor has the police standing by. They're ready to shut him down. He's maintaining complete separation, 20% capacity. Equipment gets washed down before you start, after you finish. No showers, things like that. And he's saying, I'm trying to be an adult and be responsible. But if you don't let me open, I can't feed my family, and my workers can't feed their families. So it's interesting. If they continue, particularly where some of the measures are very, very draconian, I never use that word, but that's what they use, there's going to be problems.
Absolutely. In my opinion, they're going way, way overboard. They're, overreaching constitutional protections. Like, let people get back to work. It's none of your business. We know who the at-risk group is. Of course, keep distancing from people at risk and elderly people. And, for all we know, 90% of the country could already have been exposed. So, and then they want to test everyone. You don't kill the body in order to save it.
Yeah, and as I said, with so many people putting such importance on testing, the fact is you could be tested today and be fine and tomorrow have the virus. So it just doesn't make any sense. But I do think in New York, Illinois, California, Massachusetts, I think, and New Jersey, they seem to, maybe Virginia also, I don't know what's going to happen if they don't show some reasonable. And you know what people say? You told us to flatten the curve. We flattened the curve. Now you want to go further than that? Now we can't do anything until there's a vaccine? Are you nuts?
Oh, my final statement. I don't want to get political, but there's an election coming up, and this proposed bill to spend another $3 trillion. It's like you put everybody in poverty, people will vote for it. It's ridiculous. Let's just get on, let people be socially responsible, and hopefully our politicians can be responsible as well. All right, I got to run. I got to get inside and get some parts and get back to a call. Maybe I'll catch you later. You have a good day. KD2KNH clear.
All right, Charlie, somebody needs to go through that $3 trillion proposal and pull out the things that are not related to helping people get back on their feet, which will be about three-quarters of it anyway. Okay, have a good one, KTKNB.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
I think my radio, I can't receive on this side of the radio.
This is KD2VBN, Mars in the Pacific.
KD2VBN from KG2RY. Do you copy?
Yes, sir. Copy is loud and clear.
QSL, thank you for the radio check. I'm in the process of trying to improve my receive audio. And I was on the TechNet last night. We had some kind of conversation about it. And someone said that I should put the radio on narrow FM setting, and I spoke to some other people, and they said, no, that's the wrong setting, so I'm still looking for other settings. Maybe I can improve the receive audio on my radio.
I guess,
QSL, sorry to say, your signal is not constant, and I lose most of what you're saying. Please try again with different positioning of antenna, if you can. It's hard. Your signal is breaking up. I'll be standing by on frequency. My name is David. My QTH is Manhattan. Hope you're having a great day. KD2VPN from KG2RY.
QSL.
VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
WHUCDL test 123.
Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.